Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'm your host for tonight. So the verdict came in for the three guys that killed Omar Avery. I came back guilty. We kind of figured I was going to come back guilty due to the evidence and provided by the prosecutor. Now, to me, I feel like the law system does work. The guilty people are going to be guilty and the innocent is going to be innocent. But you cannot compare apples to oranges. People are now comparing the guilty verdict and that they're saying that they should have been guilty as well for Kyle Rittenhouse. I do not believe that. I believe that Kyle Rittenhouse was innocent. He was self-defending himself. He was not going to look out there for trouble. The other three men were out there looking for trouble, even though, you know, the other gentleman was saying that he was jogging, but yet jogging through other construction sites. And I don't think that part was right either. But again, you cannot make two wrongs to make a right. And also, from what I've been hearing, the polls for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris have gone down even more down of approval rate. And reason being, because the gas prices are way too high. Who has been reaching? I honestly have to pay almost $4 for gas because I have to put the premium on my vehicle. You know, it's pretty high. You know, when Joe Biden said, we're going to bring America back, man, he brought it back to 2008 when the gas prices were pretty high. He was not lying. But again, you know, this is my opinion. This is what I think. If you guys think differently, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're not entitled to your facts. Now, who thinks that Joe Biden is actually doing a good job in the U.S.? I don't even think he's capable of running the country right now. So we'll see what happens with all of that. And tomorrow's going to be Thanksgiving, guys. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving with your families. You know, I hope everyone actually goes to see their family members. You know, keep in mind, you know, be thankful for what you've been getting this year. I know I am. So I hope you guys have a good night. Enjoy your time with your families and have a great Thanksgiving, guys. Bye.